minuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another episode of the Raf and Raf Rant. My name is Raf Pizarro, joining my co-host today, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. Welcome, sir. How are we doing today, Rafa? Good to see
you. We're doing good, Raf. We're doing good, man. We're right there. We're right there.
So close.
So close, dude. We could taste
it. So close, guys. But I think with the exception of all that too, we're gonna have a great show.
Yes, sir.
Guys, shout out to everybody in the chat. Yep. Hello to everybody. What up, Cliff? I'm not putting on your thing. The first thing will not be a Forza Juve comment. All right, Pasquale, thank you.
But what
let's
up,
go. But what
Pasquale,
up,
Pasquale? Come stai?
Good
come
to see stai. You. Like Rafa said, guys, today we got the giveaway. We did the Instagram contest for the RB Classic jersey, the 87-88 beautiful official reissue Maradona jersey. Guys, we had a ton of entries. Thank you so much for participating, guys. But today, unlike Serie A, we will declare a winner today.
Yes.
Today. Super exciting. All right. So hang in for that. We'll do it probably a little bit later. First, we're going to go over the game, the Fiorentina game. It was really early. We didn't have a post game, but I know Rafa has some video. You got to check it out on Instagram when he posts it, like what the post game was. But
it was rough. I'll post it on the Instagram later, but it was a busy day. You know, a lot of guys came out to me and asked me, you know, are we doing a post-match? Are we doing a post-match? No, we didn't get to do it. It was very busy. We were all very busy. But guess what? Sunday is a dedicated day to this show, this platform. Napoli, last game of the season. We have to be on, Ralphie boy.
100%.
You know, I'm taking the day off. 100%. It's over. Yeah. 100%. Win, lose, or draw. You know, we have a chance to get in either way. So, you know, we're going to be here for you guys. No worries. Yeah.
What? We do have a special.
We have someone. We have someone here with us too. Yeah.
Super excited. First time here, but definitely a familiar name amongst the far from his
member
family.
Member of the family, my man.
Without any delay, guys, let's introduce him. Let's bring him to the stream, Mr. Marco.
There he is.
Kubani. Oh. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Kubani.
Look at that applause. Yeah. That's fancy, man.
The pleasure's all mine.
The pleasure is all mine. You guys do such a good job that it really is an honor to join you guys. So thank you for having me on, especially after such a wonderful weekend that it was.
Oh, yes. Boy, was it. I could see the blue skies behind you, Marco. It's
the Toronto blue skies, man.
Toronto
look
blue.
Look at that.
It's been a while since we were champions, too, so I got to rep, you know.
By the way, okay, screw you and TFC. That was bullshit on Sunday. Bullshit, dude. Bullshit.
Well, it wasn't Saturday. It wasn't a coincidence that the game was taking place at the same time as that Juve Inter, whatever you want to call that game. There was something in the air.
Something was in the air, bro. That was a goal for sure. And it's only you and I that know what we're talking about.
But that's okay. You know, that's okay. And like I said, honestly, we don't have too much good going on right now up here, so we'll take whatever we can get. And if it means a TFC draw, we'll take it.
Yeah. Snatched a victory from the hands of the NYC. Let me fill the listeners in real quick. The keeper goes to punt the ball. I forgot who was in the way, but like he wasn't really in the way. He kind of reacted to the keeper going to punt it. It hit him in the back of the head, knocked him silly, but the ball went in. Referee blows the whistle before the ball goes in. Never mind going to VAR. They don't even decide to check VAR. They start play again right away.
Listed.
And as the play starts, on that ensuing play, TFC come down and score a goal. The fans didn't even have a chance to finish booing the referee out of the building yet.
Having sympathy for a club like NYCFC is like having sympathy for a club like Juve, or like, I don't want to offend anybody, but the New York Yankees, right? Like, you just don't have sympathy for teams like that. I'm sorry. So, you know what? It's nice when they don't get the right calls.
Peter Scala, MLS almost never checks. Yeah. Rafa, you with us? Hey, there you go.
No, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
You don't got to leave. It's all right. He said
No. It's fine. And Marco got cut off, but I get the gist of it. I get the gist of it because he came back in and saying that, you know, having team sympathy like a team like New York City is like having sympathy for a team like the Yankees, which I'm not a Yankee fan. So whatever. Let's go. Let's continue. But yeah, you know, Cuba's here and we're not here to talk anymore about the MLS because we're here to talk about Napoli 2-0 this weekend when the chips were against us, the chips were stacked against us. The craziness of Saturday with Juve Inter again, like, I mean, Marco, you made it known in our chats, you know, how ironic was it that it was Juve Inter on Saturday, Fiorentina Napoli on Sunday, same deal, only this time we have destiny in our hands, and with destiny in our hands, we get the job done. This ain't no Sarri ball. This ain't no mentality lapse. This is Gattuso ball, damn it. We are here. We are one win away from the Champions League, Marco.
Just
what did you think? Just do it, baby. Because the first half was very nervy. You know, we hit the post. Two good saves by the keeper who wasn't even the starting keeper, Drangowski. It was, I can't even remember his name, to be honest with you. He looked like he was going to have a Buffon-type experience, Buffon-type game. Buffon 06 once again, just like Napoli, to have some obscure keeper pull out the game of his career. But we did it. We did it. Second half, we got in. We got the job done. What'd you think, Marco?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge result. Because at the end of the day, I think more than anything, it showed – what character this club has, right? Because it would have been so easy to be derailed again, right? And again, the big difference between now and 3 years ago was Napoli controls their own destiny. So regardless of what happened with Juve and Inter, it shouldn't affect them. But it's easier said than done, right? Especially when, you know, you're watching a game as emotional as that Juve-Inter game was. And, you know, Inter finds a way to draw level 2-2 late in the game, only for that, you know, questionable PK to happen seconds later. It's frustrating, right? And I get it. And then you go into the game, and Fiorentina was definitely not, you know, letting their foot off the gas, right? It was 0-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. That's traditionally when Napoli tend to fold. I hate saying that, but in years past, this is the kind of second half that Napoli would have tended to fall apart in. You know, they would have let a stinker of a goal, a defensive lapse, a counterattack happen, and then they would have paid the price for it. And then they would have gotten nervous and they would have, you know, not won the game. And that didn't happen this time, you know. And I'm not going to lie to say I wasn't nervous seeing Insigne at that penalty spot. And, you know, especially when it was saved right away, my heart's in my throat. But he ends up getting the job done. He scores the goal and the team put on an incredible performance. So, yeah, it's weird how life works sometimes because even the result, right? Juve Inter finished 3-2. That was the exact same scoreline that, you know, happened 3 years ago. So there was just so many parallels to draw. And again, it's a real strength of character. And we'll talk about it, I'm sure, later on. But, you know, if Gattuso doesn't stay now, I think that really does reflect poorly on ADL, especially after what he's been able to do with the squad over the last several months.
I mean, even if like, listen, I'm of the opinion, and I don't know about Ralph what he feels, because I know he's shifted towards pro Gattuso. I know that, but even if Napoli somehow, some way, and we'll go over the scenarios in a few minutes, somehow, some way, the small percentage of Napoli not making the Champions League, I know he'll go. I know he'll go for 100% fact truth. I know he will. But I am of the opinion that this guy stays, man. You give him another season, you give him a full normal season, and see what we can do with him. Because it's clear that this group is dedicated to him and to his style and to his tactics. And I don't want to hear about the tactics from the winter because we were such a demolished club.
Right.
that it doesn't hold any value. Like when people tell me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on YouTube, I don't care, on Instagram. When you come to me and tell me, oh, you know, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that right and he didn't do that right. When you have 6 Primavera 2 kids on the bench just to fill a squad where you can only rely on Lobotka and Mario Rui as regular players coming in from the bench for substitution, that's not in Gattuso's control. We could talk about the physio. We could talk about his style. We could talk about his management. But when, how can you normally manage a squad that's that depleted in the wintertime when we're playing in the wintertime? Let's not forget, winter is tough to play in the winter. You know, when teams are at regular playing every 3 to 4 days, whether it's league or cup. And it was mostly the league because we had to catch up. Everything got started late, you know. I feel like Gattuso's got this club on the brink of Champions League. He had Milan on the brink of Champions League. And that's why Fiorentina really want him, quote unquote. I don't know how true that is. Because he can get a club like that that's flailing to the brink of the Champions League. And it just it ruffles my feathers when we have to talk about Spalletti when the season's not even over. It's because the press is trying to find something to talk about, and I might be getting a little ahead of myself because we're supposed to be talking about the game. But the game really showed, like, the character. This ties into the character of the team. Right, Ralph? It ties into the character of the team versus the 2018 Saudi mess. You know, let's call it what it is. It was a mess.
Well, I mean, it's certainly been kind of a tale of two Napolis, even just this second half of the season. You had one Napoli, like you said, that was just depleted, hurt, COVID, injured, stressed out, attacked by the press. And then you got another one, less pressure, healthy, return to fit form, and look at their form. It's been excellent. If we would have had a Napoli all season like this, chances are we'd be hoisting up the Scudetto trophy, in my opinion. But I do want to like address a few opinions. I know we got a couple new guys in here, but we did say last week about ADL, Gattuso, and that whole relationship. I know Cliff said premature to kick out Gattuso. He should have waited out. Cliff, he didn't kick out anybody. He said the contract's there to sign. And at a business standpoint, it's like they could be having their own conversations. Gattuso could be saying, hey, I want out, do what you got to do. And ADL has to go look for another coach. He cannot wait till the last minute to make these deals because he could potentially lose out. There was another one here. You know, there was Anthony with the Gattuso with the rotation. I mean, when you have 6 kids on the bench, 2 of your starters left, it's really hard to make a rotation. But lately, we've been seeing it. You can see how he's been moving his pieces. He's been pretty consistent when he does his substitutes.
How can you say zero squad rotation? How can you say zero squad rotation? Like, I'm sorry to cut you off, Ralph, but it's annoying. It's annoying because look at what he does. Look at what he does. He's making these substitutions that make sense. Now it's not necessary to rotate necessarily because we're not playing every 4 days anymore. You know, when the time is right and we have the pieces, like, look, we don't have Koulibaly, we don't have Maximovic, and we don't have Lobotka, right? And we don't have Ospina. Well, we didn't have Ospina. He's on the bench now, right? But look, we didn't have those 4 guys who Koulibaly is the biggest piece of the puzzle, and Maximovic is a backup to that big piece of the puzzle. Granted, he's not been playing well. Neither was Lobotka, but still, we still had injuries and we still overcame. But that's because we're playing every 7 days, not every 4. You understand? Like those circumstances, we didn't have really the luxury. You know, if our injuries are at a minimum, we can properly rotate. Right? Am I right?
Absolutely, Rafa. If you have a full bench, you could make the substitutions that you need to do. How many games did some of these players have to play back to back to back to back because there just wasn't anybody proper to come in and back them up? So I just thought it was a difficult situation. ADL says he needs to apologize. I ranted about this the last episode, Dan. You should check it out. He don't need to apologize to anybody. He didn't do anything wrong. He offered him the contract. Gattuso didn't sign it, period. Case in point, what were the speculations of the contract. You know, I may not all of them. I did send out my little conspiracy theory, what I thought happened. But I don't think anybody does, you know, the only people that should be apologizing is the press to Napoli. That's it, in my opinion. But, you know, other than that, this is all business. And we still don't know anything. Like somebody said, it's all speculation. Here we go. Silencio Stampa. It's we don't really know what's going to happen. We saw that the players were kind of fighting for Gattuso to stay, almost like they want to make a petition about it. So I think this is all going to be a play it by ear. Let's see what let's let the results do the talking, and then we can kind of go into the speculations of certain contracts. I think that's they're just waiting till the bitter end, and you know, we'll see. Of course, you have all this talk about Spalletti, but there was like four or five other coaches' names that got thrown out there. So,
right.
You know, whoever's name is trending seems to be what people want to talk about. Whatever the press, you know, whatever name the press wants to give us, is like, all right, let's talk about this guy and complain about it. But we don't really know if that's going to be the thing. So
there was
some positioning issues that I thought in the beginning of the season that Gattuso should have nailed down, but I think he got to that point now. He learned, he growed, so did the team. But other than that, Rafa, you asked me how do I feel. I feel I want Gattuso to stay. That's my final answer. Mm-hmm.
Marco, what
I just saw, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I don't think it's the club's decision anymore. I really do think it's Gattuso's choice. And you know what? We don't know what happened behind the scenes. We don't know a lot of things, right? And my only thing is, if Gattuso is leaving because of ADL and because of something he did do or did say, and again, this is all speculation, we know nothing, then I really do think that will be a huge error from ADL, right? I mean, like, you look at someone like Higuain when he left, and he blamed his departure on ADL. Fans took it out on Higuain, not ADL, and rightfully so, I think, right? I mean, it was just so shady and the way he went about it.
Right.
This, I don't think, is that same situation where I think fans really would be angry if Gattuso leaves because of whatever. And again, this is all speculation, but if whatever did happen behind the scenes, because you're right. You look at the injuries he had to cope with. I mean, and it's not a coincidence. Inter started their fine run of form after they were eliminated from all European competition. When they were just focused on Serie A and had one game a week to worry about, they became the best team in the league. And I don't think Napoli would be in a different situation. I think if Napoli had been eliminated from Europe, you know, didn't have anything else to worry about and had a proper striker, because I mean, even Petagna, he was filling the load while he could, but then he was hurt, right? He never got hurt, right?
Yeah, he went right? like missing.
So, yeah,
and we had Lozano playing up top for a while. There were times where we had no center back duo and zero strikers at the same time.
And let's not forget, I think for me, one of the biggest turning points of the season was beating Juventus. And that was with, you're right, like you had Koulibaly was out, Manolas was out. Like, it was a performance that we had no business winning. But the players fought because they were worried that Gattuso might be out after that game, right? That was all the talk. If Napoli don't get a result against Juve, he's gone. Right. And you saw how much he meant to that team. And again, it comes down to, what other manager would be able to get that performance out of Napoli in the second half yesterday, right? I don't think a lot of them would. And it's not just about tactics at this point, especially with a team like Napoli. I think with a team like Napoli, the biggest issue is that mentality. And I also do think, truth be told, not having fans in the stands probably helps a team like Napoli, especially guys like Insigne, who often carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. Maybe not having fans in the stands is actually a good thing for guys like that. So I think there's maybe a lot to be said. You know, I think there's a lot to be said. But looking back on the season, the sad part is this is probably the best squad we've ever seen in the ADL era. Right? Like, from top to bottom, depth-wise, this team is stacked. This team is absolutely stacked. It's just so many injuries all at once that it really hurt us.
Right.
Love you too, Philip. Love you too. Or as who was it? Juventino. Or as, it was, I think it was, oh man, shoot. Chiesa tried to put a thing together and it went like this, and it summed up Juve's season for me.
I'm going to put up Quentin because Quentin got a hot take here that, you know, what could possibly happen. I read on Calabrian Twitter that they're going to settle the contract with a bare knuckle between Gattuso and ADL. Well, my money's on Gattuso for sure. For
my
that.
Money's on Gattuso 100%.
Gattuso, he'll get any contract he wants.
We talked about it. Gattuso will win any wrestling match ever.
Yeah. But I mean, I see a couple people
contract
here,
on
know.
A pole match, Kuba. Contract on a pole match.
Yeah, I love hearing Guglielmo yell when I watch the matches. So do I. Marco is right. Here you got a fan already, Marco. The wise Spalletti is a scary position. He will fall out with the stars rather than have him fighting for him. That I think that's the biggest one. Even like Ozzy and him, there was an article the other day about Ozzy and him saying that he'll miss Gattuso or something. So if the players are like, I want him, that's good enough for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Even I think that's like a better validation than even the president and even ADL saying, I want you. If the captain of the team, your star striker and everybody else that he pushed along is like, we want Gattuso to manage us. I don't even care about my opinion. It's like, well, have him. That's what you want. You're winning games now like this, back to back to back. Your form is like this. I believe the players, honestly, because they're the ones at the end of the day that got to deal with it. They're the ones at the end of the day got to do the formations and the substitutions, and they got to be on the field with the performance. So if they like it, if it's okay with them, it's okay with me. I'll take that stance.
Well, yeah, and remember what the situation was in the locker room before Gattuso got there, right? Like, it's like night and day now, right? Where now you've got harmony, they love each other, everyone's singing Kumbaya, where a year and a half ago, everybody was ready to stab each other in the neck, right? So, hats off to Gattuso for that.
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm going to bring up a comment that was brought up here. It's going to cover your face a little bit, Marco, but look at what happened. Gattuso brought out the best in Insigne, Zielinski, Lozano. Let's not forget that he got Koulibaly back on track. You know, Koulibaly wasn't having the greatest of time under Ancelotti. Let's not forget that, Lozano was terrible last season, and now he's one of the players of the season. Let's not forget that, you know, we replaced Callejon on that side with two guys that scored more goals than Callejon has scored in the last two seasons combined. The numbers are there, you know, like we're on the, look at the number of goals we scored. Look at the manner in which we win now. Like, it's not an accident that we are the way we are and we're the way we were when we first started. We brushed Atalanta aside 4-1, just like it was nothing. 4-0 at halftime, you know,
I want to bring up two important things as well. Two small details, but they counted a whole lot. And one of them was, I'll start with Victor, where we saw that he at times seemed a little bit frustrated on the field, you know, whatever it was he was experiencing on the pitch while he was playing. He seems to be a little bit more level-headed now. He still has that passion. He still has that energy, that excitement. But it's not letting him get to his head, and look how much he's scoring, number one. Number two, and I called it out on the it was literally maybe the first one or two episodes. So all you old school guys that were here from the beginning with us heard me say this, and it was about Insigne. And I kind of gave him a hard time about the captaincy, and part of it was because the sulking. If you look at the first half of the season with Lorenzo Insigne, every time there was a little miss, he was like, you know, just sulking away. And Gattuso, in a press conference, called that out. Now look at Lorenzo Insigne. Now look at the player that he is. Now look at the captain that he is. That all came from Gennaro Gattuso, without a doubt. So even the strides that he made, not only as a player, because in my I think that Lorenzo, once the final whistle blows, should go down as the MVP for Napoli this season. But how has he grown as a captain in the second half of this season? That's why I feel like it's just been two tails, two Napolis. And part of that was Gattuso calling out those things like, stop it. Stop with that emotional shit and get back on the field and continue. Insigne looks great out there, and he's not doing that. anymore, you know, that. So those two things alone, big deal to me. Small, but I think very, very important details. So
look at what Joe Reese says here. When was the last time the team loved the coach so much in the ADL era? Maybe Mazzotti? I don't even remember them loving him that much either, though. This is unheard of situation. And that's another point. Like, not only do the players want this guy to stay, but a lot of the fans want him to stay, too. A lot of the fans. Like, I mean, how do you not consider it? Even if we do miss out by like the tiniest of margins, how do you not consider keeping him for a normal season? You know, I just I don't see how.
Well, and if you're Gattuso, how do you leave? Right, and I know he's been linked to like Fiorentina and these other clubs.
I know.
If you guide this team to Champions League, and again, listen, ADL might be the worst boss in the history of the world. Like, I can see him really being a pain in the ass. But sure. I mean, you've got a squad of players that is willing to go through a wall for you, that loves you. You've got a fan base that is, you know, in admiration of you as well. Like, it just seems insane that if he does leave, you know, again, and I mean, I know this isn't true either. He was being linked to Juve, and it's almost like seeing Sarri at Juve. It just doesn't fit. Like, Gattuso is not a Juve coach. You know, no. He's not a suit and tie guy. And he just seems so perfect for this club. So I really do hope he does stay. So let's hope for the best here.
Let's hope for the best. Let's hope for a win next week. I want to just seal the deal and let's go for it. You know.
Yeah, let's go for it, man. Let's
go for it. Put the pen on the contract, Reno, and just stay.
Dude, here's the thing. Look at the game. Look at the match. Look at the jubilation in which when we scored that first goal, and especially that second goal. You had Nikita Contini coming on the pitch, attacking Zielinski and getting himself a yellow card. You know, the guy's not played a minute in Serie A. He's got a yellow card already. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like I thought it was just. You got guys like Contini who, you know, he's probably sitting there like, man, I wish I can get in there. But no, he's part of this group. He's part of this squad. And they feel good about themselves, you know. And I saw Bowen put up here something about how, ADL didn't really have Gattuso's back because of the, you know, it wasn't a PR stunt, what have you. By him putting, yeah, there you go. That's the one. ADL was not supporting Gattuso when things were hard this season. Don't give me that tweet. That was just a PA stunt. ADL needed to say something personally. But I think, Daniel, what I think is that what he did do was when Gattuso needed the press off his back, right, after that Atalanta loss, after the Juve win, mind you, he's the guy that made it happen. I'm pretty sure Gattuso saying in public, yo, you guys are giving me crap for everything, you know, back off. And him going to ADL saying, yo, keep this press off my back. That's how we're going to get to top four. And ADL is the guy that makes that decision.
Right.
You know, so that to me is a signal of intent. It's a signal of, okay, dude, I got your back. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, press silence for 3 months. Has anyone ever really heard of it? The press is pissed. And this is why they keep on coming out with all these. Like, you have to hear it.
Even Gab, our biggest supporter, turned on us. Watch the last episode, man. Watch the last episode.
But listen to ESPN FC. Listen to ESPN FC. My good buddy, Mina Rizuki, who I love so much, she's even pissed about Napoli not being talking to the media. It's like, dude. Whatever we got to do to get this done, that's what we have to do. And ADL did that. You know what I mean? So the game, the match, Insigne, 19 goals. He's, you know, we talked about it before. He's getting the best out of these players. 19 goals from Insigne. Never had a better season in his career. You got Zielinski, who the goal was given to as an own goal, but still, that was his potentially ninth goal of the season. Never had a better season. Osimhen's assist. Like, the guy's got 10 goals and 3 assists now after only starting, like, 20 matches in Serie A. You know,
did he get an assist for that, though? I don't know if he officially got
it. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can get an assist for an own goal. I don't know if you can get an assist for an own goal, but they took the goal away from Zielinski. We all reported it was a goal from Zielinski, but it actually was I forgot who it was who it hit off of, but they're saying the ball wasn't going to go in, but the deflection got it to go in. But either way, you know, and then we held, we're mentally strong. So, you know, I know Marco, you alluded to a mentality being an issue with us, but I feel like it's come around. I think, and that's what was missing. That's what was missing from this squad was a mentality. I think we 100%. Have it.
And that's what I mean. Like, you wonder you got to give Sarri full credit for what he was able to build with that squad. But you wonder if they had Gattuso after Sarri. You know what I mean? Where Sarri built the squad, they already had the style of play, and you have Gattuso come in and fine-tune things, right? Almost like when Allegri came over for Conte at Juve, and he took them to that next level. They go to the Champions League final. Thankfully, they don't win, but they go to two finals in 3 years, right? And it's almost like Gattuso had to come and reshape a lot of things. And I wonder if he had come in right after Sarri, what would have happened? Ifs and buts and candy and nuts, and, you know, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. So we can't worry about that. But,
that's right.
You know, at the end of the day, it's, we can talk all we want about what a good job and what a great job Gattuso's done. At the end of the day, it's a mentality issue. Napoli moves forward. We still got a big game to go. We can't overlook Verona. Everybody thinks the job is done. It's not. You know what? It's
not done.
You know the way Serie A works out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could see all three, Juve, Milan, Napoli, not win next week. We have no clue. So until that final whistle blows and Napoli's officially in the Champions League, I don't count any blessings yet, because again, look what happened against Cagliari, right? Look what happened against Sassuolo this year, right? Both games that I was ready to celebrate, thought it was over, and you know, so let's just hope we don't see a repeat of either of those.
In the words of Charlie Sheen,
defeating the naysayers. You're either winning or you're losing. There's nothing in between.
Right, winning.
Just win.
So speaking of, there are some other, you know, and I understand. I get it. There are certain, you know, everybody's telling me when I post things like, because I posted a lot. I'm posting all the scenarios. I did all of the, you know, tie break scenarios and all that stuff. And, you know, it's great. But everyone's right when they come to me and say, dude, we just have to win. And I understand that and I get that. But there are other ways we qualify for the Champions League without winning. Here's the deal. We're in the Champions League if we win. No matter what we're in, it doesn't matter who else is in with us, we're in, right? Now, if we tie to Verona and Juve don't beat Bologna or Milan lose to Atalanta, either one, we're in the Champions League. Now, if we lose, we can backdoor in as well. As long as we don't lose by less than 9, because Juve have, you know, 9 goal less in the differential. But also, Juve can't beat Bologna. So, like, if they lose or draw, so that's the deal. So
What could screw us is if we lose, Milan loses, and Juve tie, and we finish level on points. Of the three, we finish last.
No,
so that could hurt.
No, we don't. We don't. That was falsely reported. I should have gotten in touch with you for this. So Football Italia falsely came out with, I mean, they put the scenarios, all of the scenarios in an article. In that article, it states that Juventus qualify if that were to happen because they have more goals in that Classifica
Augusta. Exactly.
Right?
The mini
table. It's incorrect. The mini table is as follows. Points in the mini table. Goal differential in the mini table, which has Napoli and Juve tied. So points in the mini table, everyone's tied. 6-6-6, Napoli, Milan, Juve, Napoli, right? The goal difference Milan has on both teams, so they would finish in third. But we have a better overall goal differential against Juventus. The goal differential inside the mini of Alvusa doesn't come into play because the goal difference between Napoli and Juve have nothing to do with Milan. So what they do is they go right from points to goal difference in the Alvusa
to overall goal difference and then overall goals scored. So we finished fourth and Juve finished fifth. So everyone reading that Football Italia article, I'm 100% certain from FIGC.com and from various other news and Calcio Scommesse websites that I checked yesterday, and it's on my Twitter. I retweet, and I know Marco's not on Twitter, so he doesn't. He couldn't possibly see that.
But
I got that article from a listener of ours and a watcher of ours, Charlie Vegas. He's out in Europe, so I'm sure he's not watching live right now. But yeah, when he said to me, "No, that's wrong," I looked at it and I said, "No, they're wrong. Football Italia is wrong. I'm right. A three-way tie gets Napoli into the Champions League." So Napoli really do have quite the scenario here. Like, win and you're in and that's it. But there are ways to get in without winning. And it's like, it's a little bit like relieving, but at the same time, you just want to win. Now, you also just want to win because there's still a chance that we can finish second in the table. Second, guys. We were in seventh place in January. Second place we can finish.
And not a looking win. Not looking
too, yeah.
Look at us
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. If we were to win and Milan Atalanta finished tied, Napoli and Atalanta finished tied on points, and we have the tie break. Second place.
All right. Marco, I'll give you a minute you off go. Camera to fix yourself up there. You all right?
Hey, guys. Sorry, my phone's having some issues. So
it's all right.
I don't want to ruin your broadcast, so I may just pop off and call an audible because you guys do such a great job, and I do not want to ruin the quality here.
No, definitely not.
As long as you heard what I just said.
I'll take you off air for a hot minute, Marco. You can set yourself up backstage.
Yeah,
you can pop back in, okay?
Let me see what I can do. You guys keep going,
okay.
Though.
Okay. We'll see you in a bit. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Marco, for now. Sorry about the technical difficulties, guys.
No,
but
that's
okay. Hopefully it gets right back. No worries, Marco.
And Rafa. I get it. Quentin, I understand, man. Me too. Trust me. I'd take fourth also, Peter, if it means going to Juve, going to Europa. I second would be nice, but truth be told, you'd settle out of court with a CL finish, Quentin. I get it. Luca, this is not true. And so, Daniel, this is not true. Do we want second? Doesn't that end up with Juve and UCL? It does if Juve win, but it doesn't if they don't win.
Right.
Like if Juve, I believe if Juve draw and we win and Atalanta Milan ends tied, Juve are still out. Juve draw and lose, they're out. That all depends on Juve winning. So, second place, we could still finish with Atalanta and Milan in third and fourth. So
tight.
There we go. You know what I mean? So we have a shot. We have a shot at finishing in second place. And I love the fact that we do. If we get it, great. If we don't get it, we're in the champions, fine. But, I mean, personally, I crave for second place. Give me second place, man.
Yeah.
Give me second place after the season we had with all the naysayers, all the bullshit, all the crap that Gattuso and the players went through this season. Second place would be like, it's not the Scudetto, but it would be like a Scudetto. You understand what I mean? I just would. Peter Scala, I'll get back to you with the times. I'll check now, but I don't know if it's at 2:45. I know that they're all going to play together. The teams that have something to play for are playing together. They're not going to play. They're not going to play.
The blood pressure.
But that's the thing, and listen, Phil, I'd rather knock out Juve than get second. So would I. Trust me, so would I. But there's a way we finish second and Juve still make the Champions League. So why not want to finish second? You understand? Like for me, I just want second place. All right. I want second place. I'm not going to be destroyed if we're not in second place, but give me second place.
I'm going to read Christian. I think we got a new guy here. Napoli should not be in this situation if injuries weren't a factor and those must-win games were won. Napoli left a lot of points on the table. Second is fine, but I wish we wouldn't have won those must-win games. Christian, we all do.
Thank you, Christian.
We all wanted it, but thank you for your comment. We all wanted them to win. We all, you know, all of us were pissed after that Spezia game. We were all a little upset after that Inter game. It was just a really tough time, and you know, I think that, yes, if we didn't go through some of the things that we went through, if Gattuso maybe had a better grip or a full season prior without having to deal with COVID or coups and all this other stuff, maybe he could have lined up this team better. Maybe he would have had more time to focus on who plays where, when to take out what. What tactic should I do? But the fact of the matter is that a coach with that much experience, and, you know, it just really takes a lot out. But the one thing I think you should be happy about is that we're still there was a lot of doubters. There was a lot of naysayers, and we're still here, and we keep winning. And if we just keep doing this, hopefully we can carry on to the next season, and we can win a trophy. And you got to take the good out of the bad sometimes, because when you really break it all down, are we really that bad right now? We're in pretty good. I'd rather be us than Torino. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I know that mm-hmm. sounds, you know, I don't want to like knock Torino or any other teams, but I will take Napoli over anybody else right now in the condition that we're in. So, but.
Luca, I don't know the answer to this. What's the league payout difference between second, third, and fourth? But I would imagine
I actually kind of know the answer. I've seen it one. No. Two, three, and four is actually close. So last I saw, I think it was last season or the season prior, I believe like first place was like 80 mil or something like that. And 2, 3, and 4 mm-hmm. were – the difference was like a couple mil here and there. And then
but second gets more than third and fourth. I mean,
yeah, right? but not by much from what I saw that year.
But
so,
still,
but not by much.
Here's
it's
deal.
Actually
here's
a healthy amount.
It's also pride. It's also a pride thing. You know, you've gotten to second, especially, like I said, if we were like teetering in third and fourth and fifth, we were in seventh and it wasn't looking good. Not to anyone. And also to the pundits that had us out of the Champions League at the beginning of the season, there's a handful of pundits that had us winning. One or two had us winning the Scudetto.
Right.
A handful had us in the Champions League. Everyone else had us finishing in sixth, maybe seventh.
Right.
F that, man. We all want second place. And yeah, yeah.
What league you been watching?
Listen, Bowen's in here with us too. I want Juve out of UCL more than anything, bro. Trust me. I want Juventus out of the Champions League. I want Ronaldo out of the league. I want Juve to crumble. I want it to be like not just a slip up, a banana peel. I want it to be like the fall of the Berlin Wall or something. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I want.
Crumble.
I want Juve's empire to just fall, the Roman Empire, right, bro. That's what I want.
I want to let me take a second job selling Ferraris to,
right, I know,
to make up the difference.
Yeah, I want job. Lamborghini to take back that the Lamborghini they made for Dybala. That's what I want, bro. That's what I want. And you know what? Yes, CR7 out, you know, and I'm in with that because I'm not a fan. I think he was bad for the league. I think he was good for Juve. He kept Juve relevant because without him, they're a freaking mid-table squad 100% every season that they played with him. But I also feel like the league could do really well without him too. I do. I've said that from the time he came in. I just didn't think it was a great idea, you know? So. Yeah, I mean, if we could get Juve out of the Champions League, but also get to second place. I mean, listen, if we can finish three places better than Juventus, I'll take that too, dudes. Like, trust me, I'll take that too. Honestly, that'd be a Scudetto in and of itself. But speaking of celebrating, Ralph.
Yes.
Now, I've had a confirmation text
from Cuba that he will not be able to rejoin us. So I want to say thank you to Marco. I appreciate you coming in. You know, we'll
I've
get you back in here soon.
In the last 30 days.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was an accident, but it was funny anyway.
Well, that sounds like my month last
yeah.
month.
Yeah. So,
and this jersey could tell. I mean, right? the fit in the, I wore this to Miami for the game against Barcelona. Uh-huh. And I looked really, really good in it. I'm ashamed to show my body in this one right now, dude. But, you know, here it is. But anyway, guys, anyway,
you know,
we're celebrating today. We're celebrating a win for Napoli against Fiorentina. We're celebrating the mentality, right? But we're also celebrating the anniversary. Now, admittedly, Ralph, you and I talked about this a lot. I was very beat up. I was beat up. Beating myself up because here I was, you know, when we were putting together this contest, right? Mm-hmm. I said, dude, this would be perfect. We get the contest, we got the jersey, we got the Scudetto Coppa Italia jersey. Let's do the show. Let's do the contest winner.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, boo me. No. It's appropriate.
This
it's
thing
appropriate.
Is sensitive.
It's appropriate like, because I. It's, like it's appropriate because I goofed. I goofed. Right.
It's all right.
I swore that May 17th was the anniversary of this Scudetto Coppa Italia, the Scudetto anyway, and it's May 10th. And I knew that information, but guys, personally in my life, I'm going through a lot of stuff. I got the dates jumbled, but I this morning when I woke up and looked at Twitter and saw that today was the anniversary of the UEFA Cup win.
Yes.
I text Ralph immediately, like he 7 did. In the morning. And I said, that's what it was. I knew there was an anniversary today. I
in
knew
all caps.
17th, I knew 17 Maggio was a significant day in Napoli. And it was this. It was this. This was the shirt that they wore for the win, the Coppa UEFA win.
Behind me is the official NRE remake that I showed you guys last time when Damien was on, who couldn't make it today last minute. We had him coming in for this unveil too. But this Mars jersey that I got put up here, that's the official one. This is a nice knockoff that fits me. And today is the, let's see, it's 89. Today is the 32nd anniversary of Napoli winning the Coppa UEFA. And it's the first, and these anniversaries, last week, the Scudetto anniversary, at the 29th of April, the second Scudetto, and today, the anniversary of the UEFA Cup, and I'm getting a little emotional, so excuse me. These dates today, present day, represent the first anniversaries without Diego Armando Maradona. These are the days that he was proud of. These are the dates that he used to come out and, you know, talk about, you know, and it's very emotional. It's emotional for me for reasons that I don't think anybody can understand, because Diego was a big part of, he was a big part of my childhood. He was a big part of my family, you know, in obviously not personally, but, you know, personally, because it brought everybody together, sure. You know, and, you know, I feel like today is such an appropriate day, even though it's not the anniversary, it's an anniversary plus a week of this first Scudetto, but being that it's the anniversary of the Coppa UEFA makes it special as well. And we're ready to give this kid away, guys.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Without further ado, guys, show them what they're going to win. Show them what they're going to win, Rafa.
Thank you again. Thank you again to Eck of RB Soccer.
Damien Eck, by the way. You broke up a little, Rafa. Yeah, there you go.
Damien Eck, yep.
Yes.
He was generous enough to give this to us, to give away to everybody. And yes. I'm forever grateful for that. Look for more, because we're going to do more.
And he actually just unveiled the most beautiful Roma jersey I think I've ever seen.
but also with it, the long sleeve 1986-87 kit. I'm sorry. Yes, 1986-87. The Buitoni that's behind me here, in blue, but without the Scudetto in the Coppa Italia, the jersey that they won the Scudetto in. Long sleeve. That's available on his website now. So please go check it out, rb-jerseys.com. Rafi.
Let's do it, man. Sorry. Let's go for it. Sorry. No, no, no. Don't say sorry, man. It was a lovely story. No, 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 no. Yeah, I think it was an important day. Today was an important day 32 years ago. Let's hope that the same Napoli, ADL, and the boys can lift up a trophy in our time right now. Big shout out to a big thank you, I should say, to all the viewers, everybody who got on Instagram, shared the tweet, tagged their friends, they followed us. Big thank you to all the viewers who were here from the beginning. Big thank you to Damien for giving us the jersey so we can give it away to you guys, because let me tell you, this thing's beautiful. Official reissues with Enaeta. You heard the story. If you haven't seen the episode when he was here, please go check it out. He tells the story about how these things were created. He gives us the history of the company, because I think that's important. And we all know we're big Drip fans here, and that's something I look for. That's how I look for that authenticity, Rafa. But let's go for it, guys. I got it up here. Here it is. It spins the Wheel of Names. Thank you to wheelofnames.com for letting me use their app. I got all your names here, guys, about 65 entries. Remember, we had a few steps to follow. That's what qualified you to get on this board. I'm going to hit this button, guys. It's going to pick a name. Boy, man, Rafa, I'm like, I'm shaking right now. I'm shaking right now.
We've only got 18 people in right now, and there's a lot of people who put their names in. Hey. So I'm assuming that a lot of you guys are not watching or from somewhere else.
It's all right.
But you know, I'm on the Instagram right now, and I'm ready to post the
ready
name
to
of the
plus the name.
Yeah.
So look, it just jumped up to 22. Guys, let's hit like. Let's hit share. Let's hit subscribe. I'm gonna hit this, guys. Good luck. Here we go.
Here goes the wheel.
And the winner is
the wheel. Who is it?
Oh, who is it?
I want it to be someone that's on here.
Pienstein. I don't know, but they Pienstein, if you're here, say what's up.
Did you say it was almost Francesco Valenti?
It was two names away from Francesco. Jovino, you were two names away. Francesco.
Oh,
Jovino.
Oh,
yeah, two Dang. Names away. Pienstein.
Well, Pienstein.
Oh, you are the winner. Listen, we're going to, if you're watching, we're going to hit you up on Instagram, guys.
Pienstein is the winner. His name is Pino D'Agostino. So I really like the name. Pienstein. I love it.
So, hey, listen, we're going to reach out to Pienstein. You're going to have to claim your prize and give us shipping information. If we can't get back from you in 48 hours, guys, we'll do another drawing and there'll be another winner. But Pienstein, congratulations. You are the winner of the 87-88 official re-release. Jessica,
guys,
thank you.
Just to show you, okay, that this is, I feel great about this, okay? Look at Pienstein's latest story, okay? Pino D'Agostino's latest story is a bottle of Fontanine, right? And I don't really know what the hell that is, but I guess it's a beer, right? Inside of a Fontanine glass, so I'm guessing that he got a glass with it or is out somewhere. But look, for no reason, Insigne is on his story. This really, like Fontanine has nothing to do with Napoli, I don't think. I don't think it's a sponsor. And it just shows that, you know what, I'm so happy that this went to a real fan. You know, not that anyone here is not a real fan. I'm just not trying to imply anything. But this just makes me feel 100% like, we've accomplished this. Someone won this thing.
Yeah.
We're going to do this again, guys. So please stick with us because we got more coming. We really do. We got more coming.
Christian, you got to buy it now. Sorry. Contest over.
Yeah,
we had this going on.
Today's your first day. But listen, bro. Follow us.
There's going to be more. On Instagram
at Raff and Raff, R-A-F-F-N-R-A-F-F. Follow us. Yeah, man.
And I'll tell you why. Listen, guys, tune in because I'm not going to give away any surprises, but let's just say me and Rafa really enjoyed giving things away. And maybe, just maybe, we have a few other things in our toy chest box that we might want to give away as well. My birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, Rafa. And you know what? I like to receive gifts, but I also like to give them. So stay tuned. Stay close to your Instagram and your Twitter. There might be another contest. Maybe not as sweet as that jersey, but there is other things that that are going to come along. Because we really enjoyed this and the participation. And to me, Rafa, we said it. We got the best viewers in the world. We really do.
We sure do.
People who are there every Monday with us. And even on the replays, too, guys. I know some of y'all can't make it, and that's totally cool. But you replay, you comment, you like, you share, you subscribe. We see all of it, and it's a big help, man. I got y'all follow. You do that, Christian, because there's Thank more to come, brother. Man. We're just getting started here. You know, we're still
We're just
young.
Getting started.
We're just
You know, and
started.
even as this season comes to an end, you know, we don't plan on going away too much. Like, you know, we might not be regularly on during the summer, but we will definitely be on, less than once a month. Let's put it that way.
But not less than once a month. That's what I meant. Not less than once a month. Nah.
But, you know, we have a lot of plans for not only Raff and Raff, but Far From Vesuvius as a brand, you know. Ralph and I have some sort of an idea of what we want to do.
Something brewing, guys.
We got some stuff brewing. Yeah, it's not to be taken lightly, dudes. Like we are ready. We're ready to provide content for everybody more regularly, better content, better. We also want your input. You know, we want your input. We appreciate suggestions. We appreciate constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. Be nice to us.
Be nice.
But we want to know what you want to see. We want to know a lot of it. We want to take some ideas that you guys have and go with it. Luca, this is 100% happening. I can announce that right now because Nazio Napoli goes nowhere. But we'll cover the Euros, but we're going to focus more on Napoli players. Dries Mertens called up. Insigne, Politano today. News.
Politano got the call, right?
Well, I mean, it's a preliminary call. It's a 32 or 33 player call up. Jorginho and Emerson have not been called to it because they're still in the Champions League final that they have to play. But they will be added to the list. I mean, rumor and innuendo suggest they will be added to the list, and if they do, they will be dropping 10 players. So hopefully Politano is not one of those players on the list, because he deserves
he earned a shot.
But Di Lorenzo is there, Meret is there, Politano now, and Insigne. So Nazio Napoli, it's gonna be in full effect, guys. Like, it just is. We're doing that. Like Ralphie said, more giveaway. I have a really good idea for a giveaway as well. We'll do that either right before or right after Ralph's giveaway. Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned, 100%. Stay tuned. Yes. Ralph and Ralph in full effect. FFV, baby.
How about we get a big go soon. We're hitting that 1 hour mark, Rafa.
Let's do it.
It'd be time to go soon. So how about we get that big get some music on? How about we get a nice big Forza Napoli Sempre?
Yeah, let's go. Forza Napoli Sempre, everybody.
The chat, guys. Let's do that. We want to blow you up. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much for participating in our contest. Thank you again to Damien. Thank you again to Marco. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but he'll be back. You're going to be hearing a lot more of him, I'm sure. Jordan,
guys, we had questions. We had questions from some of our viewers and some of our listeners. They're questions that are pertaining that can be answered next week after the season's over. So we will get to those questions next week. We promise, either through the Raff and Raff Rant or on Far From Vesuvius podcast. We'll get there. I did see another question from Quentin. We'll get there, Quentin. I'll answer it. We'll answer it. We'll get to you guys. But Forza Napoli to everybody in here. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Tommaso,
thank you,
Paul, Christian, Zach, Francesco, Pasquale, tutti quanti. Bowen, where you at? I know you're still in here. Joey, thank you so much. You know, you guys really drive our show. You make it fun. You make it even more fun, guys. Really.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Quentin, Forza Calcio Napoli Club as well. That's
Forza
right.
CNC, Calcio, guys. Yeah, come
Calcio
check us
Napoli
out.
Club on Facebook. Let's join us. Join us there if you're not with us there. Facebook, Calcio Napoli Club.
Calcio Napoli Club USA. Calcio Napoli Club USA. Yeah, we're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as well, but it's kind of like my personal account. But if you want to participate in some good debate, we're on the Discord. You can check it on Twitter. I'll put up the links. Really fun chat, always respectful, and a lot of people, the best of the best participating in that group.
The
best of the best.
We're proud
participating
to. Yes,
in
they
group.
Do. They yeah. really do.
Forza,
really
I like
do.
This one. Did you put on Quentin's Forza Rispo's
Ooh,
beard?
Get
bro?
In the disco.
Yeah.
Hey, had to trim it down just a bit, but gonna keep growing it. Gonna
Francesco
keep growing
got
it.
My CNC shirt. I want to see pictures, guys. Post some pictures, man. Or tag
hey,
us on
send
Instagram
us, dude,
or something.
Dude, send us pictures. Send us pictures and we'll post it on your Instagram, on our Instagram. How about that?
Yeah,
send
let's
us
do it.
Pictures and we'll post it on
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, show a little love. Yeah, you guys want to send it, you DM me. What's another way they can send it to? Maybe on Twitter or something? Or
Well, yeah. So at CNCUSA26 for Ralphie. At Rafanopoli83 for me. Ralph, if you want to put up the, you know, our names here.
Yeah.
I think our names, yeah.
Hold on. Let me hook you up here. But it was Raf and Raf on Instagram, right?
No, if you, yeah, on our.
Oh,
on
wait a
our,
minute. Oh,
wait,
hold on.
Yeah, our names on our thing. Right
I got, here we go. Right along the bottom. Look at our. There's our banner there. You know what? What you can do, Christian, go on Facebook, put in the request for CNC USA because I usually put the order form in there. I have been getting a few more requests, so I might just put out another because it's a group thing, so we can get a discounted price and all that stuff. So maybe I'll try to do that. I might do a giveaway. I'll ruin one surprise. I'm gonna do a giveaway for one CNC shirt, Ralph. I didn't tell you. I bought an extra one on that last order, and I want to give ones away. I was waiting a little bit. I'll just throw it out there now. I'll give everybody the specs of how to enter the contest maybe this week. And maybe we'll do it next week or the following week after for my birthday, a little birthday show that we'll do. But yes, so if you want a free one, you can follow us and stay tuned. If not, maybe I will try to do another order in the group. But come to the Facebook group. That's my best advice for you, boys. Phil, I saw the picture, Phil. Thank you, sir. I'm pretty sure that was you, Phil. I saw you. Looking sharp. Kevin D, Forza Napoli. We're like four people wanting shirts. See that? Well, we got to get it done. Rafa, let's get on out of here. Great show.
Follow
we'll
us.
See you again soon. Follow us.
Ciao.
We'll see you again soon, guys. Ciao, ciao, ciao.